اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm so glad to have you here. Ali Nasir, how are you? Fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah, sir. What about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How about Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are
Fine?
You? Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, brothers, welcome. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters who are with IRB English Radio right now, please, we recommend you stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, we kindly ask you, have your Quran with you. Turn to page 51, right? Ayah 12 and Ayah 13 of Ali Imran, Surah Ali Imran. Let's everyone listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد. قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا. فئة تقاتل في سبيل الله وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين. والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء. إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار.
Nice one. I will recite once and I want you to listen carefully and repeat after me. Let's practice. Our brothers and sisters as well will do so. Let's start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد.
قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد.
أحسنتم.
قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا.
قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا.
فئة تقاتل في سبيل الله وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين.
فئة تقاتل في سبيل الله وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين.
والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء.
والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء
إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار
إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار
ما شاء الله أحسنتم أحسنتم In these two verses, Allah Almighty talks about, the first one talks about a very important point about what? About the Day of Judgment. One of the beliefs that we should have is we should believe in the Day of Resurrection, okay? That we will be given life again, all right? But kuffar, those who do not believe, they think like, yeah, when someone dies, so he will not be given life again. He dies and it's the end. Yeah? Death is the end. But we as Muslims, as mu'min, as mu'mineen, we don't believe this way. We believe that we will be resurrected again. When we die, it's just the beginning. They think it's the end. We believe that it's just the beginning of the next life, the eternal life. Right? So, Allah Almighty says, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ O Prophet, say to those who are faithless, سَتُغْلَبُونَ You shall be overcome and mustered toward hell. وَتُحْشَرُونَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ This ayah talks to them, okay? To the kuffar. But from this ayah, we understand that, yeah, the day of resurrection is a true thing. It's a fact. It's going to happen, okay? One question I ask you, and yeah, if you answer this question, you will for sure you would believe in the Day of Judgment will be strengthened, will be much stronger. How can Allah Almighty create us again, give us life again? How is it possible when we are dead?
Allah Almighty gives once life.
Yeah.
So He can give again.
Again. So the first time where we were not created even, He created us from nothing. So He cannot do it again. He has done it already. Yeah. So he can do it again.
Yes.
Copy paste. Even if he wants to copy it, to give us another one, okay, he can copy as well. Copy paste. That's easy for him. But yeah, he can give us life again. By the way, our body dies. Our soul still
is alive.
Alive. It will be still alive, okay? Our body just, yeah, goes down, yes, in the graveyard, okay? And it will be like corrupted. But our soul still exists. It's alive. Yes? Allah Almighty can bring that body again or can bring another body. So it's not something questionable that how can He do it? He can do it. He has already done it. Yes? For the first time, it must be difficult. But the first time, it was not difficult for Him. So if the first time is not difficult, second time, it's not very difficult. Now you see a lot of companies, okay, they do so. The first time when they create a mobile phone, they publish a mobile phone, they release a mobile phone, okay? Second time they can update it, they can do a lot of things, better ones they can do. For Allah Almighty, there's nothing. So there's not any question, it's not questionable. So this is a fact that Allah Almighty can bring us back to life. Okay?
Yes.
That's enough from this ayah. The next ayah, actually, the interpretation is a lot, and it must be a difficult one. But I just mention you, like, there are, of course, two sides, okay? That people who are fighting against Allah Almighty, people who are fighting for Allah Almighty. Of course, Allah Almighty will help, will strengthen those who are fighting for Allah Almighty. Wallahu yu'ayyidu binasrihi. As we saw in the battle of Badr, Allah Almighty says, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ Allah Almighty says to the Prophet that we helped you. And the Battle of Badr, we sent angels down. We helped you, okay? So, yeah, of course, if you're by Allah Almighty's side, He can help you, okay? So, inshallah, oh Allah Almighty, we are on your side. لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي
قرآني نبض حياتي How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, we mentioned some points, okay? May Allah Almighty, inshallah, accept this from us. But we want you to refer to the Tafasir book, okay, for more information. Now we'll move on with the Tajweed rules. We'll mention some of the important ones, then inshallah we'll finish this session. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَتُغْلَبُونَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئِسَ الْمِهَادِ. If you want to have a good recitation, Ali Nasir, you must pay attention to the heavy sounds and light sounds. Look, I can read it this way. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَتُغْلَبُونَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئِسَ الْمِهَادِ. But this one is not a beautiful one, yes?
Yes.
While Arab speakers don't recite this way. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Right? They pay attention to the sound. سَتُغْلَبُونَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. Yeah, this is beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Tajweed is all about this. Beautiful recitation.
Yeah.
Pay attention, okay? Pay attention. So, قُلْ قَاف. Heavy sound. سَتُغْلَبُونَ. Heavy sound. وَتُحْشَرُونَ. Ra. Heavy sound. إلى light sound. جهنم light sound. وبئس المهاد. Yeah. So إلى جهنم نون مشدد nasal sound two counts. إلى جهنم. You can stop here. Jim says Hassan.
It's jais.
You have two options.
Yes.
Continue or
stop.
Stop. وبئس المهاد. You can stretch the sound because it's مد العارض less سكون. It's not wajib, but it's good. جائز. مهاد دال must produce a bouncing sound. Yeah? Hussein?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, when you stop, the haraka changes to سكون. That's why you produce a قلقلة sound.
Yes.
You remember the rules, yes?
Yes.
Good job. قَدْ كَانَ. Again, the next ayah starts with a qalqala sound. A heavy sound. قَدْ. Qalqala also. كَانَ. Heavy light.
Light.
Light. قَدْ كَانَ. Look, the way you, for example, this is a heavy sound. The way you change to a light sound. The way you change back to a heavy sound. This is important. قَدْ كَانَ. Yes? This is important. So, لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فِي فِئَتَيْنِ الْتَقَتَى. So guys, this ayah has a lot to talk about, interpretation also, but tajweed rules also, okay? فِي فِئَتَيْنِ الْتَقَتَى. فِئَتَيْنِ الْتَقَتَى. Heavy sounds. فِئَةٌ تُقَاتِلُ. إخفار, right? فِئَةٌ. Hide the sound of tanween. تُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. وَأُخْرَى. Heavy sound. Yes. Kafiratun. Ya. Next word starts with ya. Merge it. Kafiratun. Ya raunahum. Mim. Idgham mithlayn. Ya raunahum. Mithlayhim. Ra'yal ayn. Ayn. Madlin. Madlin. Yes. وَاللَّهُ يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ. Stretch the sound. Merge the sound. مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً with lam. لَعِبْرَةَ الْبَا قَلْقَلَ. لَعِبْرَةَ لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. By the way, wow, the last point. Wow has a sukun on the top. لِأُ. أولي الأبصار. Do not say أولي الأبصار.
Yeah.
لأولي الأبصار. Stretch the sound. أبصار. Heavy sound. So, some of the very, very important points, alhamdulillah, we mentioned. Okay, I wish, inshallah, you practice them well, inshallah. Recite the Quran Kareem with tajweed. And if you want to learn more, brothers and sisters, stay with IRB English Radio. Every day we are here with you. We are in the month of Sha'ban. May inshallah Allah accept all your prayers, all your dua. And don't forget to, first and foremost thing, the first dua that you have is to make dua for the ta'jil of the coming, the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Okay? May Allah hasten his reappearance. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Let's recite for the coming of Imam of Time, inshallah. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان